Country Club FM. Time for the Bob Almanac. And it's Tuesday, December 8th, 343rd day of the year. And there are 23 days until the end of the year. Chuck Yeager passed away. Bob FM, Bob Almanac salute. Did you see that?
I did.
Chuck Yeager.
He had a good run.
Well, he broke the sound barrier. He's one of the guys with the right stuff. And the reason he lived to be as long as, to be 97, almost 100, is one, he wanted to live long enough to be the first guy also to break light sound, or excuse me, the light speed
sure.
of light. He wanted to be the first one to break and be the first to travel faster than the speed of light, because he was the first guy to travel speed of sound. And one, he was mainly kept alive by AC Delco parts. So that helped out, certainly, because they're high-quality
they
auto
are.
Parts. As of course, he was the spokesman for that for many, many years. But he was one of the guys with the right stuff. You know, if you see that movie and some of the theories about traveling faster than the speed of sound, they thought all kinds of things, that it couldn't exist, you couldn't do it, that you would just melt, or you'd
right.
go to a different dimension. I mean, they didn't know.
Right.
They didn't know. So goodbye, Chuck Yeager, at the age of 97. A Bob Almanac salute. Tuesday, December 8th, 343rd day of the year. We have 23 left to go. Patent of the day right out of the gate here, 1931, coax cable. Coaxial cable. Where
sure.
would we be without that? I mean, as you know, Neil, being a technical electronic wizard that you are, we needed coaxial cable to transfer radio frequency, a.k.a. RF, because you needed a shielded center conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, radio frequency, RF, very susceptible to interference, both being interfered with and creating interference
sure.
with other electronics. So you mm-hmm. needed something heavily shielded with that center conductor. And on this date, they patented it. Didn't say who was the guy who invented it or patented it, but it was very important. We wouldn't have cable TV.
Must have been several minds together to come up with it.
We wouldn't have all of that and the great electronics
right.
without coaxial cable. You ever tried to splice two coaxes together? It doesn't work. You got to
no.
get the two ends with the barrel and the
right.
the two female ends. 1931. 1941. So what do you do the day after you are suddenly and deliberately attacked? You declare war, is
absolutely.
What you do.
Absolutely.
I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
And Congress would respond. They would declare war this date, 1941. It'd be interesting to see what would have happened. Let's say Japan doesn't attack us. The war in Europe is still going on in some alternate universe, some parallel universe, what would have happened. It's always kind of fun to think about how history would have changed
sure.
had something happened that didn't happen, or maybe we had heeded warnings
and
cut off the attack and
right.
stopped it before it actually yeah. happened, like meet the Japanese somewhere in mid-flight out in the Pacific somewhere.
Seemed like we were inching towards the European conflict anyway, but
yeah, I think you're right.
And this definitely changed the course, and we were all in.
1952, this date.
Honey, no.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why, you didn't give me a chance.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's me! I'm your father!
So for the first time ever on television, a pregnancy was acknowledged. I don't know if they used the term pregnant or pregnancy. They said blessed event is the term that they used in the show. But on I Love Lucy, up to this point on television was still in its infancy, really.
Very much so.
But they would not say the word pregnant or acknowledge a pregnancy until this date. And then Little Ricky showed up a little later,
yep.
right?
Yep.
1952. They broke all kinds of ratings records with that episode.
Sure.
You know, talk about ratings, I'll tell you.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love.
Here's your number one pop song this date, 1956, Guy Mitchell singing the blues.
Well, I never felt more like crying.
You may also know Marty Robbins did this.
Wrong.
And in fact, he recorded it before Guy Mitchell's version, but they were on the charts. Nice. One pop, one country at about the same time. Similar release dates. Or as they say now, drop dates. 1956, we might hear about Marty Robbins later on in the show. Some more music news. Fabian visited Elvis on this day. Everybody wanted to visit Elvis.
Sure.
Fabian did it the right way, not like Jerry Lee Lewis showing up at the gate with a gun and drunk. Fabian went through the front door and got permission from the security detail. But it just happened that Fabian was there and Elvis was demonstrating karate on this date, 1960. What would anybody do if Fabian showed up? You demonstrate karate, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I do
natural.
If Fabian shows up.
Right.
So what happened is Elvis ripped his pants demonstrating karate to Fabian on this date in 1960, and Fabian then gave his pants to Elvis.
Wow.
That's what anybody else would do.
Yeah.
If Elvis rips his pants, granted,
right.
If they're the right size
and
they fit. Elvis was skinnier in 1960 than he was later in the 70s.
Sure.
As we well know. I just saw a movie with Fabian in it. It was the James Stewart, Jimmy Stewart movie, Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation.
Oh, sure.
The lovely Maureen O'Hara is in that one as well. 1960. In 63, this was happening in the news. It was kind of a big deal. Frank Sinatra Jr. actually in the news.
Oh, yeah.
While he was fulfilling his engagement at the resort on the California-Nevada state line, young Frank was staying at this motel annex. He was having dinner before one of his shows when his abductors moved in. An FBI padlock seals the door of his room as clues are sought.
So Frank Sinatra Jr. kidnapped after a few days, 4 days later. He was released. Frank Sr. had to come up with $240,000 in ransom. He carried that money on him, actually, but not in change form. Here's an interesting story. The kidnappers who kidnapped Frank Sinatra Jr. on this date in 1963 demanded that all communication be conducted by payphone. So during those conversations, Frank Sinatra Sr. became concerned that he would not have enough coins to keep talking during, you know, he was talking to the kidnappers or to his son. You know, I'm okay, Dad, come and get me, you know.
Sure.
Mobilize the mob. Come on, come after me. So he would always carry 10 dimes with him at all times for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Frank Sinatra carried 10 dimes with him, a dollar in dimes, for the rest of his life. He was even buried with 10 dimes in his pocket.
I'm assuming that is real.
That is an official.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bob Almanac tidbit brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day.
Shameless.
Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock Coffee creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer. I said grocer earlier today, so today, right now, it's grocer for Split Rock Coffee. Visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Again, it's the coffee so smooth and yummy, and it's not even sour on your tummy. 1980.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
That is how a lot of people heard about the shooting of John Lennon back when Monday Night Football actually had good matchups and they weren't playing on Monday afternoon. A lot of America was watching that Monday Night Football game, the Dolphins and Patriots.
I was.
Patriots were getting ready to kick a game-winning field goal, I believe, and Mark David Chapman shot John Lennon this date, New York City, 1980.
Very sad.
When that happened.
And he's still in jail. He was denied parole for the 11th time earlier this year.
1982. He mentioned Marty Robbins.
The cowboy songs and the country songs, and there is a difference, that is American folk music, just like Dixieland jazz. I like cowboy songs best. That's
Marty Robbins, one of his last interviews, this is the date that he passed away. He died of a heart attack. He had had some heart issues, and he was only 57. He was the king of cowboy country. He also liked racing. If you have a heart issue, maybe you shouldn't be NASCAR racing.
Probably not.
But he liked to live life at its fullest and at 100 miles an hour. And boy, did he give us some good songs.
Oh.
And he had many years of good song giving left in him at 57.
Did he ever?
In 1982.
It's a shame.
We were stolen of that by the death of Barney Robbins' estate in 82. We also have to remember Slim Pickens.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Blazing Saddles would not have been the movie that it turned out to be without Slim Pickens in there.
Oh, without question.
That's Taggart.
Ooh.
Did he give him the number four?
What we're going to give him a number seven.
What's the number seven? Is what
That's a week come yeah, a-riding
yeah.
into town.
He does, yeah. And they do a lot of things with yes, number seven. I mean, you got to open up the playbook. So Slim Pickens died.
So good.
He was 64. In 87.
Bruins come back, flip it from their side of center in on Hextall. He blocks, looks to shoot it to the open net. He has scored! Ron Hextall has become the first player in the history of the National Hockey League, the first goaltender to actually score a goal.
1987, Ron Hextall scored a goal into the empty net. It's happened a few times since, but he was the first one to do it. The old goalies couldn't do it because they didn't have enough curve on their stick.
Right.
It would have been too hard for them to send it that far down. They would have had to hit a slapper, and there's just no way to get a real good slapper off if you're a goalie with the straight stick. But later on, they started putting a curve on goalie sticks, like yes. regular sticks, and he was able to fling it down basically with a wrist shot.
And, he did.
And score. The rink is 200 feet long, so that was probably 190 feet.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby
at all. Stayed in 1987. Then in 1998, more Frank Sinatra news.
These documents have been secretly stored by the FBI for 40 years. Now, 7 months after his death, the FBI finally opened the Frank Sinatra files. Among the items in the 20-volume report is a mugshot from his 1938 arrest on seduction charges. But what reporters from Washington to the internet were looking for...
So, the FBI had a long, long, long dossier on Frank Sinatra Sr., and it was open to the public on this date, 1,300 pages.
Whoa!
Some things came out of that. Most of it was already kind of known, but it was still interesting reading, according to those who wrote it, or read it.
Yeah.
The FBI wrote it. And I just found out now that... that Bob Newhart was a pallbearer at Frank Sinatra's
they were friends.
Funeral. I guess. He was there.
They
showed him helping carry the casket out. So that was 1998. We have birthdays now.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so
Jerry Butler, who's singing here with Betty Everett, Let It Be Me, he's still with us. He's 81 today. Member of the group The Impressions as well. Happy birthday to Jerry Butler.
Una paloma blanca. I'm just a bird in the sky.
Who could forget this song from 75?
Paloma blanca.
Neil, you don't forget this.
I remember
it.
This.
No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my
George Baker of the George Baker Selection, Una Paloma Blanca. He's 76 today. Kim Basinger, some might call her Basinger. I go with Basinger as far as the pronunciation of her last name. You, Neil?
Basinger.
Yep. Kim, 67 today. Marty Raybon, we've already mentioned him. Shenandoah, 61 today.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come.
What do you remember about Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Just this song.
What can you tell us about the subject matter of this song, Neil?
Racy.
To say the least. Paul Rutherford of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, 61. Happy birthday.
And by the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Terry Hatcher, we'd always been wondering, and leave it up to Jerry Seinfeld to get the truth out, right?
Right.
So Terry Hatcher is 56. Is she your favorite actress to play Lois Lane?
Yes.
Pretty good on the Lois and Clark show. Desperate Housewives, she was good on that. Although in the old Superman TV show, Noelle Neal was very good.
She was very fetching on the original TV show.
Yes, she was. So 56 for Terry Hatcher. Sinead O'Connor.
Issue number 4. Milli Vanilli. What is this rap? Uncle Festa.
I don't understand the question.
I'll tell you what you better understand. Next time you see Old Glory riding up that pole, you better sing that anthem, darling. You're lucky you're a chick, or you'd be nothing but a stain on the road and a crew cut.
Sinead O'Connor with a Phil Hartman cameo as Frank Sinatra. A lot of Frank Sinatra mentions here. Sinead O'Connor is 54. I think that came after she tore up the picture of the Pope.
Yes.
So they were ripping into her there on Saturday Night Live. She's 54. Albert Ingalls.
Relax. I'm going to stand here and, oh, well, she's been using me as a pincushion. She says relax.
Now listen, I'm doing you a favor, Albert Ingalls. And you want to win first prize at Nellie's Halloween party, or don't you?
Yeah, I do.
If it's a party at Nellie's, there's no way they're winning it. You know it's either going to be Willie or Nellie.
Yeah,
right?
It's rigged.
It's rigged. So he was Albert Ingalls, and of course there's no other radio show. We lead the league in Little House on the Prairie clips. If you sat on this side, it would be Gunsmoke clips.
Right,
but since I sit on this side, I'm in total control here. Kind of like Alexander Haig, to be honest. I'm in control here at the White House or at the Almanac. So Matthew Laborto... He's Albert. He was the adopted son. They found him underneath a stairwell. He was shining shoes in Winoka of Dakota County or Dakota Territory. He's 54. A rapper of the day is Nicki Minaj, 38. And country singer Sam Hunt.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know.
This is what passes country music these days, and I'm not ripping it. I'm just saying it's different. It's not what I enjoy, but a lot of people do. And I don't want to disrespect them by any means. It's just not a song you'll hear on my radio in my truck.
Ever.
But we're happy for Sam Hunt and the success he has had. He's 36.
Gone, but not forgotten. We got a heavy list here today. Inventor Eli Whitney, we learned about him in grade school as he gave us the cotton gin. 1765.
Did the work of 100 men, Neil.
It did. It changed the way we made clothes. This gentleman founded Buick, Chevrolet, and General Motors. William Durant, born on this day, 1861. Country Music Hall of Famer Floyd Tillman was born on this day, 1914. One of the Rat Pack, speaking of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., one of his best friends.
Can I get a picture, Mr. Davis?
Come on, Munson, no pictures.
Oh, no, this one is for me. Mr. Munson, would you stand over there? I want one picture taken with Archie Bunker, my friend, and me.
You want me?
Oh, yes. Now, on three, okay? One, two, three.
A kiss heard around the world. Now, I know Captain Kirk and Uhura, the first ever interracial kiss on television, right? On Star Trek?
Sure.
First time?
Yes.
This one here was probably even bigger.
It was Sammy Davis with Archie Bunker there.
Not on the lips.
No. The great Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman, 1925. Comedian Flip Wilson, he had his own TV show for a while there in the 70s, 1933. And then he was Young Grasshopper, David Carradine. It's TV theme time. We haven't had that for a while.
I don't think he actually played. They actually had another actor that played Young Grasshopper,
He probably did.
They didn't CG. They couldn't do that in the 70s. They couldn't do the CGI thing to make him look younger like they do now.
Yeah. But he was the star of Kung Fu and many other programs.
Heck of a show.
It was.
Kill Bill.
1936 for David Carradine, one of the Carradines. He was on the original Hawaii Five-0. When he was told to book him, Dano, that's exactly what he did.
And who told him to book him?
Well, that would be
Jack Lord.
Jack Lord.
McGarrett.
It's McGarrett, Steve McGarrett.
Book him, Dano.
Murder
book
one.
Him, Dano. Book him, Dano.
Book him.
James MacArthur was then in charge of booking him. He also on Swiss Family Robinson and others. 1937. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jim Morrison. Of course, leader of the Doors, died very young, very talented man. Another very talented Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Greg Allman.
But I'm not gonna let 'em catch me, no. Not gonna let
was the Midnight Rider. That was 1947 for Greg Allman. Comedian, actor, screamer, Sam Kinison.
You know, I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. I wonder a lot of things. Like, are you human? How do you live with yourself? Are you a reptile with a nice hairdo? You snaky tramp! You lied to me! You told me you loved me, you never loved me! You said forever, remember that one? Oh, there's a joke, forever!
Oh boy, did he take it to another level.
He sits down at the piano to sing a little song about his ex-wife. Oh, it's so good. Sam Kinison died very young as well, born on this day.
One of my favorite covers of Are You Lonesome Tonight by Elvis, by the way.
There you go.
That's one of my favorite covers of that song.
Why wouldn't it be? 1953 for Sam Kinison, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot about one of the great 80s songs of all time.
Oh.
Like this song from the 80s, you don't have any 80s music acumen in you.
No, that's a great song.
It was. It's very good. Dan Hartman.
Oh, yes.
Born on this date, 1950. Worked with the Edgar Winter Group and then...
One Hit Wonder?
Well, he had another song called Instant Replay.
Oh, yeah.
But this one was
this
his
was,
biggest hit
that
from
was a
the
big one.
Mid, you know, 83, somewhere in there.
Yes.
He was born on the state 1950. Now they're
now
all
they're gone,
but not forgotten. Would you like to start a Bobathon No Repeat Workday with a couple of three good ones here? More than just a couple, it'd be a trio. Mm-hmm. Brian White sitting on goal.
Sure.
You go with Martina McBride, who's a happy girl, or Glenn Campbell serenading us about those Southern nights.
I got to go Glenn Campbell today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.